Last night I turned you to Colossians and we never actually read it, but it says if you're in the Christ, then get your mind off. If you've been raised with Christ, get your mind off the earth and get your mind up here where Christ is in the above realm. And it says set your mind on the things above, not the things of the earth, because you died and your life is hidden in Christ Jesus. We are so moved by natural knowledge, rationale, common sense. We had a great talk last night at the house, and all of us were there, and you brought up a great comment about just, and your response really impressed me, about human reasoning and common knowledge and finding God through our human reasoning and da-da-da. And we talked about how God didn't give you your human reasoning. Everybody says God made us this way. No, we became that way when we fell. We were created to know God and God alone. The knowledge of good and evil wasn't ours. The knowledge of the tree of life was ours, and all they ever heard was God and his word. When the devil spoke, that was the first time they heard anything contrary. When they yielded to it and embraced it and followed it, they became subservient to another way. And all of a sudden, now here we are with this mixed bag of, yeah, but, well, you know, well, you got to use wisdom, brother. Whose wisdom? Yours or God's? Come on. You can talk yourself out of the possibilities of God's power in a moment. But yet his word is true and Jesus paid the price. He says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, period. And we interject all kinds of feelings, emotions, and mindsets into that and let human wisdom creep in and quench the power of God that's been established through the risen Christ. I don't want to see anything else. I don't want to see anything else but what God said. Forget the knowledge of good and evil. I want God. I want the word of God. I want to follow God. Do you get it? I don't want anything else. So when my wife's laying there thrashing and she's on life support, I don't want to see that. It's not that I can't see it, but it's not Lord. He is Lord. It's not that I'm denying she's going through that. I'm just saying it's not Lord. What she's going through doesn't rule and reign.